You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
RH Bophelo, an investment company that invests in the healthcare sector in South Africa, reported their interim numbers for the 6 months ended August. Late yesterday, the SENS announcement came out after market close at about 5:30. I'm joined on the line by Quinton Zunga, the CEO of RH Bophelo, to discuss the numbers. Quinton, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. The last time you and I caught up in June, things were not looking good for the business. There was a lot that was to be discussed. There was quite a significant loss on the business's books, and quite some areas that may have investors concerned. That is certainly not the case now. Obviously, you and the team have worked exceptionally hard to get the business back on track, and some of the things that happened in the previous period are events that may not have repeated themselves. How did you reflect on the first 6 months of the new year?
Thank you, Jimmy, and thank you to your listeners. We definitely had to introspect around what needed to be changed with the business and right-sizing it after COVID. And all of those adjustments went into the final year last year. So from here on forth, we are working on a base of a company that has repositioned itself in terms of the healthcare market and what it can do in terms of affordable healthcare for South Africans. So currently, we are looking at the niche products that we think we can give to the market, and we think we have the right mix, and obviously the results are reflecting that.
Quinton, you mentioned that obviously within the healthcare sector, you're focusing on certain niche areas. And I wonder if I could ask you about, I think it's RH Rand Clinic. Is that a portfolio? That's part of your asset portfolio. It's one of the hospitals you took over recently. What's the one in Hillbrow? What's happening there with the business?
So that business we bought from one of the big three groups. It's a psychiatric hospital. Obviously, we are, you might be aware that psychiatry and mental health is become a significant portion of healthcare needs and is covered under the PMB, Prescribed Medical Benefits under Medical Aid. So the vision there is obviously to be able to provide a holistic service, being acute care and mental health care. And positioning-wise is also for the low end of the market. And we think it's an asset that we manage very well, and it's set to expand with partnership with the Gauteng Department of Health.
I only ask because it's one of the few hospitals that caters for the Hillbrow area, and that is quite a densely populated area. There have been obviously concerns around the state of hospitals just in general, and with that in mind, we obviously want to make sure that the infrastructure and the services that are offered do remain on par. Quinton, let's move to the dividend that the company was able to pay out. This, we didn't see a dividend last time when we spoke in June, and that was obviously as a result of the, some of the movements that happened throughout the business. But this time you were able to declare from income reserves a dividend, and we saw that there was a significant increase in investment income that came through onto the books. Is the business now poised, as you mentioned earlier, from the restructure to continue on this sort of trajectory and maintain this momentum?
Absolutely. I think we are paying 31 cents a share, which is almost covering for the 2 years that we didn't pay a dividend. If you recall, our last dividend was our first maiden dividend of 2019, and then COVID hit, and we didn't pay in 21 and 22. So the current dividend actually covers that period. Going forward, we are able to maintain a sustainable dividend above 15 rand a share, which makes our platform a part growth asset and a part dividend asset, which should support those of our investors. And underpinning this is obviously the growth in our income from a net investment income and a total income after tax, which is all above 200% from the same time last year. So we think after COVID, we found our right sizing, we can commit to the market for a sustainable dividend, and we should be able to see some re-rating of our share price.
Quinton, as a business that's so heavily involved in the healthcare sector, I have to get your thoughts on the NHI at the moment. At the moment, the bill has gone through Parliament. It sits before the President's desk. There are a lot of concerns that have been raised by whether it's stakeholders, other interested parties. What are your thoughts on where it stands at the moment? Is it being rushed for whatever reason it might be rushed for? Because I know at the end of the day, companies like RH Bupilo, like Discovery, nobody is against the NHI as long as it's implemented correctly and implemented for the benefit of all citizens. But do you feel that where it stands at the moment, the bill is being rushed?
Not at all. We are strong components of NHI. And if you dig deeper into the issues with healthcare in South Africa, you will find the biggest disparity, not just from the patients which are covered, but also as how the medical insurers actually distribute the wealth. I mean, we are part of the emerging black operators that tend not to be included in what they call DSP. So we think NHI is important and it's an imperative. There is never going to be a time when it's best suited. And I think this has been on the card for a long time. I think the government needs to get on it with it. It needs, obviously, the implementation manpower, which is only going to start if there's a bill. So I think we don't subscribe to some of the business groups that are anti it. We really think it is important for our business. We are well poised to take advantage of it and would like to see it get implemented as soon as possible.
Well, that's an interesting observation, given that implementation has always been the shortcoming of the government in terms of a lot of things, but we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Quinton. That was Quinton Zunga, who is the CEO of RH Bupilo, giving us a sense of the company's performance, their interim results much stronger than the previous set of numbers that they reported, and the momentum that they intend to take into the second half of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.